With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Five men from Bozeman are among 300 people stuck at the Dubai International Airport after all flights were canceled indefinitely. The group of friends has spent a week and a half trying to return to the U.S. from a spring break to the Philippines. They and their families say they had zero luck using the U.S. State Department's recommended services for travelers in emergency situations. Drake Phillips says he and the other travelers are waiting in a terminal with just scraps of information.
They just keep saying that we're waiting to hear from people, waiting to hear from people, but we don't know what we're waiting to hear. So we don't know if we're waiting to hear that they're giving us visas. We don't know if they're waiting to hear that there's a flight. We don't know if we're waiting to hear that we have to book hotel rooms.
Phillips says they were told they might be quarantined in the airport for 2 weeks. At noon Wednesday, Phillips sent YPR a WhatsApp message saying they had just found out a military chartered flight for American citizens was not going to accept passengers from the Dubai airport because they had not yet been tested for COVID-19.
We're just continuing to be at the mercy of governments and agencies that are not doing anything to help us, it seems.
The hard stop in Dubai follows more than a week of trying to leave the Philippines where the group had been vacationing. Phillips says on March 15th, they found out from their Airbnb host in the Philippines, not the U.S. government, that the country was going into a lockdown. They caught the last ferry leaving the island where they had been staying and drove 4 or 5 hours to the city of Cebu. From there, Phillips says they spent 8 days in a hotel trying to get flights back to the U.S.
By the time it's all said and done, we have booked and had canceled up to, I think, 10 to 12 flights over the course of all of this.
Now, after what was supposed to be a layover in Dubai, he says it's unclear how long they'll remain there. He says people have been scrounging for cardboard and styrofoam to sleep on, and all the shops and eateries have shut down.
They did just bring in our first hot meal. We've been here for about 14, 15 hours.
He doesn't know when or if another hot meal will come. Phillips says throughout this whole ordeal, they haven't received any helpful information from the airlines, U.S. Embassy, or State Department's Smart Traveler Enrollment Program, which they had signed up for to get updates about safety and traveling. Mike Phillips is Drake's dad.
During that entire time, the State Department was a no-show.
Phillips is a state senator and conservation scientist in Bozeman. Tuesday afternoon, he called Senators John Tester and Steve Daines, Congressman Greg Gianforte, and Governor Steve Bullock. Several Montana families have done the same for their loved ones on the Norwegian Jewel cruise ship, Morocco, Peru, and elsewhere. Bullock issued an advisory March 19th that Montanans traveling internationally should self-quarantine for 14 days. Phillips says he's grateful to Montana's leaders for acting quickly and using their authority to lean on the State Department.
And we understand now that the State Department, through the embassy in Dubai, is building a variety of ways, several approaches for getting the boys moving, either if not to the United States, at least to a European airport that is still servicing international flights.
Drake Phillips says he and his friends recognize that being American and having family connections, as well as the financial means to help pay for last-minute flights, has put them in a better situation than a lot of the travelers they've met.
There's a large prayer going on now in the Dubai airport, so I can't really talk anymore, but that's just something that I kind of wanted to make known as well, is that privilege has played a huge role in our situation, and it could have been a lot worse had we not been in the state that we were.
With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.